They're going out of their way to try and destroy these poor. All these kids can't even go to class. I was communicating with somebody who is a very close blood relative of mine. And he was telling me how awful it was to be a Jewish student at Columbia University. How you would be harassed on your way to class merely for your ethnic identity and your religion. And I tried to remind this person how awful it would have been to be a Roman Catholic at Columbia University in its early days. You see, this nation has a long and storied history of anti-Catholicism, anti-Catholic bias, and a lot of the anti-Catholic bias was actually sort of tied to ethnicity, because there was a time, not so long ago, when peoples had an identity which included their culture, and their culture included both their ethnicity and their language and their geography and their religion. Irish Catholics came to the USSA. It wasn't just that Irishmen came. Irish Catholics came to the USSA, and they were 99% Catholic, and therefore anti-Irish sentiment ruled the day. And so being an Irish blooded person meant that you were like beneath the slaves. The black slaves who were brought in were very valuable and would never be beaten to death or starved because the person who paid for them paid a pretty penny, whereas an Irish slave was a fraction of the price of a black slave. An Irish slave, you ever heard the phrase, red-headed stepchild, I'm going to beat you like a red-headed stepchild? Irish slaves were beaten to death regularly. They were starved and brutally treated regularly because they were so cheap, they were so plentiful, and they didn't come from so far. It wasn't such an exotic thing to get them. We don't ever really talk about the 2 million Irish that came over after the famine, how they were treated here, how they fared here in these United States in the middle of the 19th century. We don't really talk about that. How they would have been treated at prestigious institutions like Columbia or Harvard. Or later on, how the brown people from Italy came in waves, millions of them through Ellis Island. Brown Catholics. Italian Catholics. You're going to let all these Catholics come in to the United States of America? These 13 colonies were founded on anti-Catholicism. All right, we gave you Maryland, right? Maryland. We gave you Maryland. And then we undid that too. Do you know what the voters did in Maryland that was their undoing? The voters in Maryland enacted religious freedom, an early version of religious freedom. They basically were like, hey, look, we want to tolerate all religions. Okay, we know that this was kind of like founded as like the Catholic colony. This is a place where Catholics can live. This is where all the Catholics are coming. And then when they turn it over to like, okay, let's have religious tolerance. Let's let everybody have a say. Do you know what happened? Within a few years, within a few decades, Catholicism was illegal there too, effectively, in Maryland. Couldn't hold public office, couldn't own land, couldn't vote, couldn't do this, couldn't do that. Second-class citizens. Just move west, you pesky Catholics. Just keep going west. Oh my gosh. Who are these German-speaking Catholics? Who are these Czechs and these Austrians coming into the United States of America? No, thank you. This is a white Anglo-Saxon Protestant nation, and if you are some Eastern European mysticism, these people that have an ancient and radical and weird religion, y'all need to go. Get out of here. Go west. I demand it. Go west. And so, that is why the Midwest, the upper Midwest, is so German, is so historically Catholic, because the Catholics who came here from Bavaria, the Czechoslovakian Catholics, Czech Catholics, Bohemians, they all showed up and got pushed. They're like, you guys are good for one thing. Hard labor, farming. Go ahead and go plow the fields of the center of the continent. Get far away from civilization, far away from the cities. You're not allowed in New England. Go. How would a Czech-speaking Bohemian Catholic be treated at Columbia University in 1825? How would a German-speaking Austrian Catholic be treated in 1810? So by the time we got to the Italian wave in the late 1800s, 2 million of them through Ellis Island, many of them into New York, but other places too, Chicago, etc. When the nation became seemingly overrun by these brown, rosary-clutching, often accompanied by missionaries, they were building their own segregated schools, parishes, hospitals, and neighborhoods. There was the Italian neighborhood. There was the Irish neighborhood. There was the Polish neighborhood. And if you were Polish, you stayed in your neighborhood. You married in your neighborhood. You went to the Polish church. That's right. There was the Polish Catholic Church. There was the Irish Catholic Church. There was the Italian Catholic Church. You went to your parishes. You stay with people who look like you, who talk like you, who cook like you, who behave like you, who prayed like you, who have the common ancestry, came from the same place. Stick together. We used to have that. We can't even imagine that anymore. Can you imagine that? That's true multiculturalism. That is pluralism. Pluralism is the preservation of your cultural identity. Not the melding of it. Not the blending, melting pot. We're going to melt you all down. Into what? Into just liquefied metal. We're just going to mix it all together. It's kind of like a fondue. All has the same consistency, same color, same texture, same nature. All of these various groups have suffered at Columbia University and Yale and Harvard and wherever, where they weren't taken seriously, where they were harassed for who they are. And yet, Was the college president or the university president ever called before Congress to explain himself for these actions taken? Protests and uprisings against Irish Catholics, against Italian Catholics, racially based. Get out of here, Guinea. Stay home, WAP. Racially based uprisings against ethnic Catholics in these United States. Hearings before Congress? I'm not aware of any. Sloganeering on TV? Didn't happen. And so now we are all supposed to feel so much remorse because the Israel Defense Forces are slaughtering people by the tens of thousands right now as we speak. And you're not supposed to say anything about that because if you do, you're anti-Semitic and you're pro-Palestine. And you're pro Hamas, and you stand in favor of, I don't know, what, Hamas terrorism?